We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke.
What?
Oh.
Whoa.
We don't have a doorbell, do we?
Yeah, looks like we might have a guest here today.
What? A guest?
Answer the door, Jeff.
What? Jose, could you answer the door? Who's here? Who's at the studio? Hello?
Oh, there's a note.
Oh, it's producer Boyd with a note?
Yeah, producer.
What's going on?
Just handed me a note. I'll open it,
I guess. So kind of him to ring the doorbell.
I didn't know we had a doorbell.
What does it say?
Oh, my God. It says we're late.
Oh, my God. We're late. To do WCII, which clip is it? We are never answering the studio door ever again.
No. You guys are so creative.
You know how this works. We have two viral sound bites from the internet, only enough time to play one of them. So let's get to your choices. The first option is a 26-second clip of a 3-year-old girl who's high-key upset about a Google assistant not knowing her name.
Oh, that girl's she's been trying to weasel her way in here for a couple weeks.
Or, some of you may remember, the parrot who sung his way into our hearts. He was put on hold for 9 months as my co-hosts callously turned their backs on him. But when he finally got the chance to sing, the world was rewarded.
I did love it. I loved it. Is he singing again?
He's back with a brand new 30-second sample of a Rolling Stones classic. Our friend, our family member, Crackers the Parrot, sings Start Me Up. So hurry. Is it Bothered Baby or Brilliant Bird, Alexis?
I'm going to go Brilliant Bird, guys.
Yeah.
That's one for Crackers.
Like our mascot.
Brooke?
No, but it's
him
like
and the turtle.
The tradition is to put him on hold.
You know, that's true.
I'm going to go toddler.
What?
No!
Jose, it comes down to you.
I don't want it to come down to me.
Come on, Jose.
Oh, I love kids. I got to go toddler. Brilliant Baby, I think.
Crackers stiffed again.
Man.
Let's hear the sound of a 3-year-old girl who's upset about Google Assistant not knowing her name.
What happened?
Google doesn't know.
Google doesn't know you?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know your voice. That's why. Tell Google what?
My name. He doesn't know my name.
So is she not listening to you? Okay, let's go tell Google. Come.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google, say hi to me.
Hey, Google. Say hi to Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
She knows you.
Oh, he knows me.
A waste of a clip. Which clip is it? I'm Jeffrey Dirty Bird DeBow.
Okay.
Now let's get into the shot caller question of the day.
Okay.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last, and I got Brooke, the Devil Wears Nada.
No, that is right, my friends.
All right. Brooke's going to put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
The Olympics are in full swing, and you're either someone who doesn't care at all, or you're someone who watches every single event no matter the time of day.
That's kind of me. I have it on all the time.
Nothing like a little handball at 4 a.m., right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, a new survey asked people for the top events that they are most excited to watch, and I need you to name the top 4 in no particular order.
Oh, man.
Number one seems super easy.
Yeah, me too.
You think number one is definitely Simone Biles, gymnastics.
1, 2, 3, soccer.
Swimming.
What? Good, good. I like this.
I was saying gymnastics.
I like his soccer.
You guys, when
answer.
You talk about the stars of the Summer Olympics,
but that's not, that's just for America.
Yeah.
You gotta think of all the countries that have big,
that's
big,
a good
big
point.
Stars.
Yeah,
every country loves soccer. I mean, except for the U.S., but
I'll get behind that. I'll get behind that.
But I do agree with you, Brooke. I think gymnastics is one that the entire world looks forward to.
Well, it's just such a showy sport, right?
It is.
It's just so fun to watch, even if you don't know anything about gymnastics, right?
Well, there's even like the Russian gymnasts and all these like other countries, it's very impressive.
And every time someone does something, I'm like, how did they do that?
I'm so jealous.
I can barely reach around and grab something from
the
under.
Both the men and the women.
I'm more of a women's gymnastics fan, but I can see what you're saying.
I like to see a guy up on that pommel horse.
Yes, you do.
But I will say, when you talk about stars of the Olympics, the swimmers, the male swimmers especially, are always top. Although I haven't been following as much lately.
Yep. Swimming is just such an exciting sport to watch.
And it's easy to watch. Like, you know, okay, this guy's ahead of this guy.
Are
They're
we
winning.
Discrediting Alexis's
Thank you.
Sport?
Am I biased that I think track is one of the most exciting ones?
They really are. I love watching
track and
when
field.
They jump over the little...
The hurdles?
The hurdles, that's what it's
You watch
called.
It so much, you know when they jump over.
I love to jump over the thing, bro.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm not going back. I'm going soccer and gymnastics. I just need to figure out the other two.
I will say the world always seems to follow the basketball portion.
Oh,
but
I forget about basketball.
Yeah.
I feel like the basketball is always so boring because the USA is always winning every single year.
Yeah, but that's what
year.
He's saying. This year is different. I don't know.
God. I feel like the rest of the world looks for them to lose. Like, they watch to be like, come on, burst these guys' bubble finally, you know?
Mm. I don't think they care.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot more exciting to watch a basketball game than it is, in my opinion, to watch swimming. Like, I think that the swimming is amazing, but it's just the same thing over and over again.
I really think back and forth.
I think diving is more exciting.
You never mentioned beach volleyball.
Oh my gosh, I forget about all the other sports. And there's all the controversy this year over the tiny little skimpy bottoms that the girls have to wear.
I know.
Totally.
Okay.
Wear what you want, ladies.
Okay, so here we go. Soccer, gymnastics, track and field, volleyball.
According to a survey of Olympic viewers, these are the events that people are most excited to watch on average. You said gymnastics. Gymnastics is number two on the list.
Okay. Hey.
Both team and individual gymnastics are very popular with viewers, and gymnastics bloopers are the best thing you can find on the internet. You said beach volleyball. That was number four on the list.
Oh.
20% of people say this is in their top five events that they would watch. You said soccer. Soccer is not in the top 10.
No way.
Number one on the list was swimming. 43% say swimming is in their top five. And number three on the list was diving.
Oh, I did say diving.
I would not have guessed diving. Wow. I love it, but I just
I can't believe
weird.
Soccer's not up there. I guess because the World Cup is actually important.
The
and maybe
World
the Olympics
is
isn't
than,
as
yeah.
Track and field came
important.
In at number eight.
Okay.
At least it made it somewhere on there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear the song Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Rev it up your engine, listen to her howl and roar. Metal under tension, begging you to touch and go.
Oh, let's get
it. Highway to the danger zone.
Yikes.
Give you a bronze medal for that performance, Brooke.
That roar was pretty good.
That part was good. That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Here's the deal. Our TikTok has been bonkers lately.
Yeah, it's been blowing up, man.
We have over 36,000 followers now.
Yeah.
I think last week we only had 10,000.
Right. Your song did so well, Jeffrey.
Did.
You got to go to @BrookeandJeffrey on TikTok.
So things are just blowing up, but there's one thing on there that was kind of a mystery to me. The Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok is only following 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is one of the radio stations that we're on.
Okay.
We're also following Brooke. And we're following Alexis.
Okay.
Not me and not Jose.
Because you guys don't have accounts.
I don't have one, Jose. You don't have one either?
No, I don't.
You don't believe
in
TikTok?
Lame.
I do believe in TikTok. I just never got into it.
So that leaves two other people that we follow. And honestly, no one ever asked me if we should follow them or not.
Why do we have to run it by
permission?
You?
Yeah,
well, I feel like I should be consulted about things like this.
I think you actually have to participate in social media to even have an opinion.
I don't think so. Even though I don't participate, I can still be the main voice.
So tell us why you're upset. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the fourth person that we follow is our editor, Ashley.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Ashley.
That's not an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, sure. Interesting.
Hey!
The last person, though, not even on our show. And goes by the handle Macy Face Radio.
Oh, I know who that is.
We used to work with her.
Yeah, that's Macy.
Of course we follow her. She's a friend of the show.
She's a friend of ours.
And she does really well on TikTok.
I know who she is. Like, she's great. I love her. But is there a reason that our morning show follows her?
What is the issue with that? Jeff, that's what you do on social media. You follow people.
You mean the personal accounts. I get that. But as a show.
This is why you have no friends.
Yeah.
Okay, this is exactly why.
Oh, okay, Brooke, you're going to fight me? Jake? remover.
Oh,
take
no!
pick off. We're not. Brooke and Jeffrey's no longer following Brooke.
Ouch.
She's off.
Good.
Oh,
all right, we're down to
you
four
needed
followers.
That follow, bro.
See,
oh, no.
it's that,
it's
that type
it.
Of attitude.
I will
attitude.
Stand up for my friends. You so hear that, Mason? I got your back, girl.
So
I've never
Mason
met her.
Mason stays
but...
and Brooke is gone. Is
yeah.
that what's...
Uh-oh. Yeah, uh-oh.
Alexis, what did you say?
I've yeah. never met Mason.
You want to be unfollowed, too?
No! Jeff, don't do it.
Take Alexis off. We're not following
Alexis.
We're down to three. We're only following three.
We're only going to be following
no
Mason.
No one else in this room has a TikTok account.
Oh, but
it's
do you want me to unfollow Ashley because of you? I will unfollow Ashley on your behalf, bro.
Ashley shows her big dog
yeah.
all the time.
Jake, unfollow everything.
No. Should I unfollow the dogs?
No. Unfollow the
no.
dogs. Unfollow everybody. We're not making ripples anymore. We're making waves.
Okay,
this is what it takes to blow up and become an international radio show.
I don't want you on TikTok anymore, Jeff.
Be
don't
jerks
make
to everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. Takes.
We're going to be jerks. We're going to ride this wave.
I'm not riding
a brand new laser story that's coming up right after this.
You're on your own.
Unfollow. It's the radio segment that just got plastic surgery to look like a famous celebrity.
Oh, ooh, my goodness.
So if you see someone walking around with Olivia Wilde's elbows,
oh.
you know
sexy.
Who just went under the knife.
Sexy.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Those other soup loops just don't. This first laser story is out of Cape Town, South Africa. At the local police station, a jail guard named Kaya Frederick was given a prisoner to lock up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a known fugitive, and Kaya was told to not risk anything with this man.
Okay. Oh.
So he put him behind bars and then got some coffee and began filling out paperwork. 10 minutes later, when he went to check on the guy, surprisingly, the prisoner was gone.
Ah! How?
What the heck?
Did he forget to, like, turn the key?
No, he'd picked the lock. Or
oh
something like
God.
That.
Wow.
The door of the jail was wide open and security cameras confirmed it. He just walked out.
Whoa.
So Kaya and another man who was in charge knew that they were going to be in trouble for this.
Yeah.
And that's when they got to work to fix the situation. But instead of trying to track down the escapee, they went the easier route and just arrested someone walking by the station and put him in jail.
What?
Whoa.
Just a random dude?
Yep, they arrested an innocent man to replace the missing inmate.
This is awful. Now they should be locked up.
Oh, yeah.
And the poor guy had no idea what was happening.
Can you imagine?
And the police officers completely ignored his pleas that he'd done nothing wrong.
They're like, your name's Kaya. Just, will you just go with it?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
Please, yeah.
He spent the night behind bars until a detective arrived in the morning and realized when checking the case file that the officers had switched suspects after their man escaped.
Good thing someone noticed.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a mugshot. This isn't a well-thought-out plan.
No.
I just hate how every criminal's like, I didn't do it. So now honest, innocent people can't
yeah,
say that.
Right. Yeah.
What do you do? You're like, I did do it. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah criminals, just be more honest.
Come on.
Exactly, Jeffrey.
Both guards were arrested and charged with kidnapping and fraud.
Oh, ouch.
Good.
And they just confessed to everything in court.
Okay.
Good.
Obviously not learning from the criminals.
What if he got locked up with the original guy?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That's a turn of events, isn't it?
This next laser story is out of New Hampshire. A pricey overnight camp for kids had to embarrassingly contact all the parents recently when they realized they couldn't quite live up to expectations.
Uh-oh.
The $3,400 two-week stay had to abruptly close after only 6 days.
Oh, man. I hope you get a full refund for that.
That's a lot.
The director simply told the parents they had faced a, quote, summer of challenges.
Oh.
But what went on was a little bit more than that. First, there was a food supply problem, and some kids said they had to share bunless hot dogs with each other.
Can't nobody get time for that.
What?
I swear to God. I went to a camp once, and you had to cook your own meal over the open fire, and we ended up just eating mac and cheese every day because they didn't order the food right.
Wow.
So I feel this.
After that, things unraveled pretty quickly. Other problems included a camper who attacked both the staff and other children. There were dirty dishes provided at mealtime and reports of several children vomiting and being quarantined.
Okay.
I would not pay for this. Nope.
The camp says it wasn't entirely their fault, though. A broken dishwasher in the kitchen meant the dirty dishes were given to kids at mealtime by accident.
You just wash it by hand.
Yeah.
And the cook who served mostly raw meatballs to the kids was, in fact, fired.
Oh.
It was Smokey the Bear, okay? He doesn't have to cook things.
What's going on?
And then there's just the one kid that's like, this tastes like my mom's.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the camp director wrote to the families, quote, "Upon reflection, we know that camp is only good for the kids if we can ensure their health and safety.
Yeah.
That's why as soon as we finish our closing down, we'll begin preparing for next summer."
Yeah, I don't think anybody's excited about that.
Coming back.
Like, that shouldn't have been a reflection. It should have been, like, thought of before.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This next laser story is out of San Francisco. The city by the bay is looking to replace their public trash cans throughout the city. They currently have three models in contention, which solve one big problem. They're harder for people to break into, rummage through, and leave a mess.
All I smell is poop.
Which is an issue, but apparently cost is not an issue. Because the prototypes of the models they've designed cost $20,000 each.
For a trash can.
That's right. Every trash can will cost $20,000.
San Francisco rolling in. Like, share the wealth, man.
There's more than 3,000 of them throughout the city.
What?
So if you do the math, that's more than $60 million.
Oh my god. 60 million.
That's insane.
For the record, the city notes that while the prototypes will cost up to $20,000, when they have them mass produced, the price should come down, hopefully, to just under $17,000.
It's funny, I'd be like, they're literally throwing away money, but that would cost them more money because they're filling up the diamond garbage cans.
They're gold-plated.
Oh, okay.
The trash cans, they are high-tech trash cans. There's a sensor inside which will notify city workers when the trash cans are almost full, and they can tell if more than one person is inside.
Yeah.
Well, at least it has the sensor for people inside.
Yeah,
so
why more than one person? How about just one person inside the sensor goes off? That would be good to know.
What does it, like, give you a blanket?
Yeah.
You hit a button inside?
If it's just one person.
Yeah, nice.
This next laser story is out of competition headquarters.
Ooh, Brooke loves it here. Mm-hmm.
The Tokyo Summer Olympics are finally happening.
Yay!
And I know there aren't many of us who are chomping at the bit to see badminton, kayaking, and field hockey, handball. You know.
I mean, it's cool.
But you're not going to tune in to watch.
I don't even know some of those were events, yeah.
Where do you watch that? They don't even think they put that on TV, do they?
I don't think so.
They do.
But if you haven't heard, there's four new sports this year. Karate, rock climbing, surfing, and skateboarding.
Dude, sweet sports, too. I mean, so exciting.
So a new poll asked people which other sports should be added to the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the number one pick was lacrosse with 12% of the vote.
Oh, yeah. Lacrosse is so fun to watch.
Bowling is a close second with 11%, followed by American football at 9%. Well, the surprise of them all was that 2% of the people really want Quidditch from Harry Potter to be in the Olympics.
Let's jetpacks on those guys.
Do they know it's a fictional sport?
I don't think so.
I mean, we've talked about it before, that there's a real-life version where you use brooms and run around instead of flying, so I guess maybe they're thinking of that. But others that got votes included sumo wrestling, tug-of-war, and the card game Bridge.
What?
Yeah.
You know, just getting that older demo.
It's the octogenarians participating in the poll. What would you guys want to see if you had the choice?
Stripping.
What?
Strippers battle it out from each country.
I would tell you, that stuff is athletic.
I was asking a sport for him.
Probably also stripping.
Yeah. Maybe a turtle tug of war with a single lettuce leaf.
Oh.
Or tortoise sumo.
That would be cute.
It's not a sport. That's just his go-to move in the bedroom.
Oh.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Just a few minutes away from a Blueser line. And this doesn't happen a lot.
Okay.
But every so often, we'll check the Loser Line answering machine after the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll recognize somebody's voice on there as a repeat caller.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or offender. Which one do you call it?
Exactly. Meaning that they were so undesirable that they managed to get the Loser Line phone number handed to them from multiple people.
Oh, man.
It's sad.
How sad is it when you get a number from a girl and you're like, I swear I recognize this. Anyway, I'll call you later.
It takes a special type. And we thought, you know, we need to do something really nice for these souls who are continuously getting rejected but are too clueless to realize that everyone's giving them the same fake phone number.
You're saying that we need to appreciate our repeat customers.
We do.
Okay.
We appreciate those people so much.
Like any business.
That we decided to create the Loser Line Five Timers Club.
Ooh.
Whoa, it's like a reward system.
I mean, you do kind of want to be part of it.
Basically, anyone who gets tricked into leaving five messages will automatically be sent a yellow members-only sports jacket.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Neon yellow, so you stand out in the crowd.
Plus, good, as they should.
We're going to send you a pair of knockoff Crocs.
Oh, God.
Hey, I love
That's
it.
So good.
And a frame certificate that says, I got the Loser Line five different times, and I still don't know what that is.
So good. Keep calling, guys. Keep calling. And ladies.
That's right. And check your mailbox for your Loser Line gifts. Today's brand new Loser Line is dedicated to all our five timers all over the world.
I bet that's rare. I bet there's like a handful. Mm-hmm. We need to find them.
I know. If you are one, make sure to text in.
It's like a black card holder.
Absolutely.
We're doing a Loser Line coming up.
Move it 92.5.
Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, girl, quick question. Why would you pay for a bra when I could hold your boobs up all day for free?
Right? Not even a pickup line.
Yeah, I don't know.
I swear it works like 80% of the time.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to call the D-bag police and have him arrested for assault with a pervy pickup line. Instead, give him a double dab and tell him his jokes are right on. And then give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Becca. Yo, it is Dan. I cannot stop thinking about you saying you're a librarian, because I have always wanted to hook up with a librarian in a library. So I will be your first or second, third, not picky. You want to go back to the stacks and get it done. Bring your library card. I will check you out.
Next message.
Wow, dude.
He did not have to include the check you out thing.
Just because she's a librarian doesn't mean anything. That's like me going to the doctor and seeing the nurse and being like, hey, you're going to give me a shot? Yeah.
Which I'm sure you've done before.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll give you a shot and I'll kick you out. Mm-hmm.
All librarians are horny, though. That's just...
That's for sure.
That's the truth. It's part of the job application. If you're not constantly in the mood, then you're not allowed to be a librarian.
I'm pretty sure they're like super educated people who have devoted their lives to literature.
I've seen some videos, and every video I've seen, the librarians are down. So.
Those are not the right videos, Jeffrey.
We'll find out.
Those girls did not go to school.
Let's get another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Mike. So you said you're rich, right? Because I can't deal with another dude that's not. Ugh. I mean, these guys say that they've got money, and then they show them my house, and they drive domestic cars. It's so lame. But hey, if you got the cash, call me back. And if not, my number.
Next message.
Oh, gosh.
Domestic cars, gross. I mean, I'm with her on that part,
yeah,
right?
I know.
What's worse, the fact that her standards are rich guys only, or that she believed a random guy who's like, yeah, I'm rich? None of us are rich, okay?
Next message.
Hey, bro. This is from the club from the other night. Remember, I kept asking you, where do I know you from? Where do I know you from? I finally figured it out. You're not going to believe it. We were in kindergarten together. Do you remember anything? Here's what's crazy. I got a crazy memory. All I know is that you and I were playing doctor. I don't know if I was examining you or you were examining me, but something was going on. It was a good time.
What?
We got to connect again, and we got to talk about kindergarten. Who knows? After a couple of drinks, we can play doctor again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next message.
Saw that coming.
That woman is so regretful that she didn't have the Loser Line in kindergarten. I wanted to use it then too, dude.
And if you're trying to get a girl to feel like you're cool, don't bring up what you were like back in kindergarten, because that's just weird in so many ways.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I remember that time that you wet your pants.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that one again too?
I was finger painting. I couldn't hold it.
Do you still also pick your nose and eat it?
Because
that is also an option that we could relive from kindergarten.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592 so we can get weird voicemails that we could play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message. Hey, Josh. So, like I told you at the
bar that I'm married, but I need you to do me a favor. Can you maybe just randomly sext me for the next few months? I don't want to cheat on my husband, but I really want to make him jealous. Just a couple ideas. He's really insecure about his height. What else? Oh, his hair. Oh, and that he can't shoot a basketball to save his life. It's really funny.
Oh my gosh.
So any of that, it would be just really perfect. All right, Josh. So you know what to do. Bye.
Next message.
What? Wow, I hate her.
What is she hoping to get from these text messages?
And why doesn't she just get divorced? She hates her husband.
I know.
He's short, he can't shoot a basketball, his hair is terrible or missing, I'm not sure which. Yeah.
If you could send a video of you making a basketball, like, it's going to make my husband so jealous of you.
Or make the video with the hoops and just be like, oh, the reason I make all of them is because I'm so tall.
Mm-hmm. While he's brushing his hair.
Yeah.
His voluptuous long locks of hair.
I see.
Next message.
Hey, Rhonda. I don't know if you remember me. This is David. We met out the other night last week. I'm so glad you gave me your phone number. And I wanted to call and see about going out on a date together. You said you like music, so I was going to get tickets to Alicia Cara. Maybe it's just Alicia Keys. I'm not sure. I'm just not good on the names. But I was thinking about, you know, maybe going to see Stevie Nicks. I thought you might not even know who that is. She might be a little old for you. But I'll buy the tickets, and we can go have a couple of drinks before and go to the show and have a great time. So talk to you soon.
Next message.
Oh, man. That's Alicia Cara's number one fan right there.
It's Alessia Cara, by the way.
Has this dude been drunk since last week?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
he sounded wasted.
Something was off, that's for sure.
I just saw a concert for Lady Gaga, and I think you might be really into it. So I'll get you the tickets.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, what's good is he'll never hear his voicemail on this station. We're not playing Stevie Nicks' number one hits anytime soon.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And recently, we got an email from a local orthodontist who wanted us to prank their new receptionist at the front desk. And so apparently, she just started working there about a month ago. And already, she's had to handle some unusual questions from patients about dental procedures that she just does not know how to answer.
Oh, my God. I love messing with new hires.
Yep.
It's so easy.
And so her boss just told her, you know, in those situations, do your best to stay professional no matter what.
Right.
Well, today, we're going to put her to the test with a few bizarre patient requests just to see how she handles them.
Okay.
Hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Thank you for calling Orthodontics. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Matthew. I have an appointment to get my wisdom teeth taken out coming up here.
Okay, so are you just calling to confirm or?
Well, no, I was just curious. For this type of procedure, they knock you out, right?
The oral surgeon will use sedation anesthesia, yes.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's going to work.
Are you maybe, like, allergic or?
Oh, no, I'm not allergic. It's just that regular anesthesia doesn't really work on me, you know?
All right.
Yeah, because I know that that's what they normally give you, but I broke my foot a few months ago, and they had to put me under for surgery, and that did not go well.
So it's not, like, super wild to use, like, the sedation anesthesia. I bet your experience will be way better here.
No, I don't think so, because you know how they put the mask over your face and then they tell you to count down from 10 to 1?
Sure, that's a normal procedure we do.
Yeah, well, I got to negative 87, and then they finally asked me to stop counting.
Wow.
So, yeah, it just, general anesthesia just does not work on me. So, I don't know, maybe you could just tell the doctor that I'll bring my own, and then we'll be good to go?
No, So we can't have you bring in your own medication, especially something that's not prescribed.
Well, no, it's totally cool because I've had a few surgeries over the years, actually. And at this point, I just make all my own anesthesia at home in my bathtub. And all the other doctors have said it's fine.
Sir, but you're not allowed to use any type of, like, illegal drugs, like, before the surgery here.
No,
so
it's not bad. Like, I can give you the recipe if you want. It's
no,
really
no,
easy.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, but
it's
no,
just a few liters of liquid Tylenol PM, and then I mix in a little black market cough syrup, and then I top it off just a sprinkle of elephant tranquilizers. And then here we go. It's like, woo-hoo-hoo! And then I'm out.
Wow, I have never heard of that before. That sounds like a lot of different things.
No, I'm not surprised you haven't heard of it. It's my own little personal recipe. I call it Drowsy Dumbo because it knocks you out cold, but at the same time, you also feel like you're kind of flying.
Okay.
It's real good.
No, definitely not going to suggest doing that before your surgery here with us.
Oh, I get it. I get it. You guys just don't want to deal with the insurance risk. Right?
Oh.
That's fine. I'll just have my mom inject me in the parking lot.
No, I definitely don't suggest doing that.
No, she's done it a bunch. She doesn't care anymore. It's fine.
Okay. Thank you for that information.
Okay, but I am going to warn you, though. The injection needle is pretty huge because, you know, it's meant for elephants. So I might be bleeding when my mom carries me in. I would just have some gauze ready, wrap it around the injection site, and then I'll be good for the surgery.
Oh, wow. Not gonna work. You can't come into the office bleeding.
Okay, well, can you have like an assistant come and meet me out in the parking lot and they can gauze me there?
No, I definitely would not feel comfortable sending anybody out to patch you up in the parking lot.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if we're really gonna be able to do this surgery now. I'm definitely gonna have to tell the doctor.
No, I mean, that's fine. Go and tell the doctor whatever. But can you also tell him that during the surgery, he should talk to me in a baby voice?
Excuse me?
Yeah, like if he whispers in a baby voice and tells me to be a good boy and not wet myself during the procedure.
Oh, wow.
That would really help me.
Because
it's happened before, and when the doctors don't tell me that, it's a huge mess.
Okay, don't have that in the notes.
Could you put it in there?
I will. Could you please just tell me your full name?
I know I told you my name was Matthew, but it's actually Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Why would you tell me a different name than before?
Well, because I kind of need to tell you that this is actually a prank phone call.
What?
Sorry about that.
Are you joking?
Yeah. This is actually Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, your boss, Mark, set you up and said you've been doing such an amazing job since you started last month. He wanted to have a little bit of fun with you.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that was fun for you.
It could be fun for you, too, if you want to come over and try some Drowsy Dumbo just to let me know how it is. I mean, I have a fresh batch I just took out of the tub. Come on.
I think I might pass.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
We've heard about so many different date ideas and gimmicks and themes that people have tried out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each one is really unique, and it's not always easy to tell if it's going to work out for the couple just based on the date alone.
Yeah, sometimes we'll judge and then we'll be totally wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
But one rule always holds true in all the time that we've been doing these. If Brooke likes your date idea, you know the listener's going to be in trouble.
She's been out of the scene for a while.
Oh my God. Remember that one day where they went to like one of the thrift stores and they had to buy each other different clothes and then they wore that.
Terrible.
I did that with my husband.
Oh, yeah.
Complete disaster.
Really
that turned out to be.
Funny.
And that's exactly what happens today when the lady on the phone told us she came up with the idea for their first date and Brooke was all about it. So you're going to hear how it went south in just a few minutes when we do your brand new second date update.
I can't help it that people hate creativity, okay?
Okay, well, you'll hear what not to do next.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Wouldn't it be cool if on first dates, instead of picking where to go, you could choose when?
What?
Like if you could take your date back to 16th century France.
Oh,
you mean not like Friday at 6. You're talking about actual time travel.
Yeah. Go back to France in the 16th century, watch an archery competition together, sip some mead by a raging fire while they burn a witch at the stake.
I was going to go with the beheading, so, a lot to choose from during that era.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the romantic period, as I hear. And one of our listeners says they kind of took a trip back into time for their first date.
Oh.
I'm curious what that means, but let's talk to Samantha. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Ooh, I can't wait to hear what time period you went back to.
Yeah. But first, tell us about the guy that you time traveled with. What's his name?
His name is Eric.
Okay.
You're laughing.
Eric the Great?
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Still laughing.
I don't know. He might be Eric the Surf.
The surf. Like you know, a servant back in the...
Did not know they use that.
It's on a fiefdom.
Okay.
What? Right. You guys are so smart.
Why do you know this?
Brooke and Jeffrey.
They're older.
Yeah, that's true.
We're around for that. Let's tell us more about Eric. Where did you meet?
We met actually on a dating app.
Okay.
Not so old.
Yeah, so that is current. That's modern.
Yeah,
it's totally modern. And he had a lot of photos on his app. And guys, I'm going to tell you, you got to put a lot of photos because Eric had just the nicest smile and the kindest eyes. And I was just
like his profile.
Yeah. Why she was attracted to him. That's sweet. How did it turn out in real life?
Okay, so it took us a few weeks to kind of connect because we're both really busy.
Okay.
So we kind of got to know each other online. But here's our date. We went to a Beatles tribute band concert.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Now, is this like late 60s Beatles or are we talking 50s?
These guys were amazing. They did the whole thing. They started out as like the early Beatles, like Ed Sullivan show kind of thing. And they kind of went through and then they got their Sgt. Pepper outfits on. Yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, Yellow Submarine.
George Harrison just suddenly disappeared off the stage at one point.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I mean, how realistic did they get?
Oh, come on. They just start doing, you know, more and more drugs as the show goes on is what happens. The beginning of the concert, they were sober.
I mean, that sounds like it was pretty fun. Did you and Eric have a good time with that?
I thought we did. I mean, he was into it and we were having a great time. I mean, there were a mix of people there, I do have to say. I mean, there were a lot of seniors going, I actually went to a Beatles concert, I'm like, I'm not... I wasn't even born at that point, but
I would imagine the entire crowd was pretty silver-haired.
Yeah,
like that's not something you're going to with young people.
Or a confused Gen Zer who's like, dude, this new band, the Beatles, they sound awesome.
I've done that before at a place. I got an autograph from like a tribute band.
Oh my God.
You guys are gonna make it.
Yeah.
Okay. So did the tribute band get the romantic feelings going?
Well, I don't know about romantic feelings, but we had a really great time. I mean, we were jumping around and screaming and everything, you know.
Okay, so you had fun.
Concert, nice. It was lit.
Yeah, but that's a great way to spend a first date. Yeah.
Of course.
Right?
It's a good vibe. At least you're having a good time.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, though. We were really close to the stage, which was awesome. Oh. But at one point, one of the guys in the band actually brought me up on stage during Twist and Shout and, had me dance with them on the stage. And I don't know if that made Eric jealous.
Because you twerk and shouted, didn't you?
It wasn't twerk and shout, no.
Okay.
That would be weird to make somebody jealous. I feel like if anything, that'd be a red flag for you against him, not the other way around.
I can see a guy getting jealous. Like, that's my girl. I'm trying to impress her.
It's part of the performance.
Yeah, but
a tribute band
guy, you know he's going to ask her to come backstage and all that crap.
But at least she's wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
The members of this band have to be like in AARP. As well.
Which is even more reason for him to be like, finally, come back to my green room, lady.
Did they hit on you? Did you feel like there was ulterior motives there?
No, I didn't feel anything like that, but that's the only thing I can think of that might have done something that he wouldn't contact me. But I mean, he drove me home and we hugged before he left and I said, hey, let's do lunch sometime. And he said, sure.
Oh.
And ever since then, I've been, texting him and trying to nail down a time. And he's being really vague. And I just don't know why.
Maybe he met a silver-haired fox while you were on stage. Yeah, he's like,
sugar mama.
Maybe. So the only thing that you can think went wrong is when you got pulled up on stage as part of the tribute band's performance. There was no other weird moments?
I don't know if that's something that went wrong, but that's the only thing I can think of that would be different from us just going and having a good time.
Let's help you figure this out. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Eric for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome. Hold on. If you're hearing this music wondering what's going on, don't worry. You're not listening to the wrong radio station. Oh, well, you might be.
Yeah.
No, but stay here anyway. That.
Please.
But
stay here.
If you're thinking it's supposed to be entertaining. But the reason I'm playing Beatles music right now is because that's where one of our listeners' dates happened. It was at a concert for a Beatles tribute band. Yeah. Samantha, doesn't hearing this bring you back to a week ago when times were much happier? You're doing the hand jive together with Eric?
It does. We had an awesome time, and I just thought it was completely romantic, the whole thing, but maybe he didn't.
Yeah, well, he's not calling you back, so I think you may be right.
You could have been a bad sign. Twist and shouted too loud.
Yeah. I never asked, was the Beatles thing your idea or his idea?
It was my idea. I actually have been a Beatles fan my whole life.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was his idea.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, it was my idea. Here's the funny thing, though. I actually learned to read by following along with the lyrics on the back of Beatles albums. So
that's cool.
Whoa,
they didn't just teach
love.
You in school?
I think the question is, are you sure you're under the age of 55?
Yeah.
I am. I promise you that I am. It's just my parents were really into them, and that's like all I heard.
Yeah,
right.
That's how I heard them, yeah.
So, I mean, by the time I was 3, I knew all the songs and all that stuff, so.
Okay.
I hope you didn't fanboy too hard.
Yeah.
Fangirl, I mean, while you
That's possible.
Here.
You did mention you thought the one maybe weird part of it was when they brought you up on stage during part of the performance, and you were worried maybe Eric got jealous of that.
Yeah, and I was having a fabulous time with the band members doing twist and shout dance and all that, and he smiled and he seemed to be having a good time, but I don't know, maybe he was jealous of that.
Yeah, and come on, obviously you're going to be the one they pull up on stage. All the other ladies would not be able to take those stairs with their hips.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's do this. We're going to dial Eric's phone number right now. We're going to try and get you your second date update. You ready?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Eric?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hey, Eric, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Oh, that's no one ever asks us that. That is so nice.
I know. Yeah. So nice to meet.
I'm well.
I'm pretty depressed.
Okay. Well,
terrible answers.
That's
no wonder
another segment.
Yeah. Eric, we're doing a segment on our show called a Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that at all?
Not really. A second date update?
That's right. So the way it works is if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show to reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why.
It's a little odd. Like, we use a radio show to do a date follow-up? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's sort of a last resort. It's because this person feels like they're having a hard time getting in touch with you. And her name's Samantha.
Oh. No, I mean, she's, you know, she was sweet. I mean, we had a cool time.
Cool time?
You don't sound stoked about it at all.
No. I mean, we're hoping that maybe you'd be willing to tell us a little bit about what happened at the concert or why you're not wanting to see Samantha again.
Yeah, because she told us about the Beatles cover band or whatever that you guys went and saw.
To be honest, I mean, I enjoyed her company and whatnot, but it was kind of a little bit out of my wheelhouse music-wise.
You're not a big Beatles fan,
No, I mean, I know some of their songs. I mean, it's the Beatles. Who doesn't? But
yeah,
it's like she knew like every lyric to every song, and I kind of felt bad because I'm like, okay, I don't recognize this one.
Is the real problem just like you didn't have time to talk to her because she was singing the whole time? Is that what you're saying? You didn't get a chance to get to know her?
Right. Like, you know, she was kind of more into the concert. I kind of felt like a not necessarily a date and more like just a tag along.
Okay, well then, if that's how you feel, that's okay. But why not for your next date, get a chance to know her and do something new?
That's the issue, because she texted me and said, hey, you know, I had a good time. And of course, I replied, you know, hey. And she's like, oh, we should do this again. And she gives me a list of like all these cover band dates she wants to do. And it's like Beach Boys and Simon and Garfunkel and Fleetwood Mac. It's like...
Oh, shit. Harmon and Gungfunkel?
Stop it.
Are you being serious?
I don't know.
Cecilia, bridge over troubled water. Any of it.
You're just saying words.
Okay, so she's already planning out your future dates, and they're all old cover bands?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. She's like an old lady trapped in a young person's body.
Give her a break. I mean, obviously, she just thought you had a good time. So, you know, some people aren't very creative with date ideas. So she's probably just sticking to the same thing that she thought you enjoyed, too.
That's actually a good point, Brooke.
Yeah, but, like, the cool thing about dates is varying. Like, if you go do something your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to do or your partner wants to do, then the next go-around, it should be something that you want to do.
Okay, so why don't you give her a suggestion and ask her out, then?
In fact, you can give her a suggestion right now, because she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, Eric.
Oh, wait, what? How long have you been on the phone?
The whole time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's pretty much been there since we started this phone call.
Yeah.
Hi, sorry. Wow.
You didn't say anything bad about her. Yeah. I mean, we've heard a lot worse things. No. Than... Yeah.
I thought you had a really good time at the concert, so I was suggesting other things that were similar, thinking that you would enjoy it. Right. But if you want to do something else, like go to dinner or something, I'm down for that.
I guess I didn't want to hurt your feelings by saying I wasn't really into the old school band thing, so I kind of just didn't, you know, I didn't know how to approach that and didn't want to upset you.
You seem like you're into it, and if you're not into it, you could probably become more into it the more you come to see him with me. I mean...
Yeah. Huh, that's weird. So it's like if someone's like, oh, I don't like sushi, you're like, oh, why don't you eat as much sushi as you can? And that way you'll like it.
If you do something enough, then you'll learn to love it.
Force it.
Yeah. Force it. It does kind of sound like it's coming off that way, and I don't know if you mean it that way.
I mean, I already told you guys, I was so into Beatles from like birth that it's how I learned to read. I mean, if my parents hadn't introduced it to me and like played it all the time, I wouldn't be into it either.
Yeah. Eric, if the Beatles can teach Samantha how to read, maybe they can teach you how to love.
Oh, wow. Jeff, I love that. It sounds like a song lyric.
I should have said the tribute band to the Beatles can teach you how to love.
I've already heard like 2.5 hours of straight Beatles music. I think I already know how to love at this point.
Love me, Eric.
That's why you need to move on to the Beach Boys so you can learn how to surf now. Soak up those rays.
I mean, Brian Wilson was a musical genius. Absolutely.
Who? Oh, Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson was a musical genius.
Samantha, I think that it's great that you have that interest, but why does the person you date also have to have the same interest?
I mean, he doesn't have to, but this is classic stuff. I mean, he just has to experience it with me, and he'll know that this is just amazing stuff.
It sounds like he has to, and he'll love it.
Yeah.
What it sounds like is you want to change him. Yeah. That usually doesn't work out.
I don't think so. Watch it happen.
Yeah. But isn't there like a really old movie or an old TV show that you loved growing up and then you showed it to your significant other hoping that they would love it too?
I don't know. My husband loves Jason Mraz like a lot.
I'm still
not on board. I can appreciate that he loves that and he connects to that music, but it's just not my jam.
You've been to how many concerts?
Like 7.
See?
Like a lot.
Wow, he likes that much?
I've met the man twice. Like it's like, yeah, honey, that can be your thing.
Okay. Jason Mraz is like, oh, this lady again.
But I've never once on my own put Jason Mraz on my Spotify.
But you developed an appreciation for it. You just said.
It's more of a tolerance, I would call it, than an appreciation.
Well, what about that, Eric? How about we build up a tolerance to this? And we would love to send you out on a second date to help you build up that tolerance, and we'll pay for it.
2.5 hours again of that? That was already tough enough making it through the first go around.
But Eric, that's just one. It's going to be many, many more after that. You're going to learn how to tolerate her and all of her musical interests.
Oh, great.
Does that sound good?
It sounds painful, actually.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing a terrible job of selling this.
Every time you guys go to an old school concert, he can take you to a new school than one of his artists that he likes.
I would be okay with that.
Hey, oh, look at compromise. That, Eric.
There you go.
Do you have any artists you like?
I mean, yeah, I love Bruno Mars and Sonic, like what those guys are doing. I think that's great. And it's got a little bit of old school to it.
See, yeah, Bruno's got a little funk to him. Samantha,
how do you feel about Bruno?
I actually don't know much about Bruno Mars, but I'm willing to listen.
She doesn't know?
Okay, well, maybe if you guys stay together and you guys listen long enough, you can go to the Bruno Mars tribute band together. And we'll pay for that.
Aww, that's a sweet 20-year anniversary.
Yeah. So what do you say, guys? Come on, give it one more shot, and we're going to pay for that date. Eric, what do you think?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll give it a try. Why not?
Okay.
I don't know. He sounded like he's saying sure.
Just go with the victory,
The road to tolerance starts with one yes. We got a yes. Congratulations, Samantha. You got another date.
I'm looking forward to it, and maybe we'll do dinner this time so we can talk about...
I've never heard dinner. Is that like a 70s band? They sound very
nice.
No,
it's diner.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I always get those confused.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'm not sure if people know this, but a huge portion of our listening audience are doomsday preppers.
Really?
I've never thought of that.
We are number one. With doomsday preppers.
Is that because you just want the world to end after you listen to our show?
We're not just with them. We're number one with flat earthers and lizard people, too.
Oh, that makes sense.
We care about all of them so much.
It's all a conspiracy. Yeah. Our show is one conspiracy
theory. We don't
care
about them.
No, because look, we do. If something ends up going down, if the aliens decide to invade, radioactive flesh-eating bunnies take over and are feasting on our bodies... These are going to be the people that are going to be charged with repopulating the Earth.
Yeah, and that's why I just want to go down with the ship.
Well, you
can
do that.
I'm going to tell you, I'm from a town where we got a lot of these people, and I left because I didn't want to repopulate with them.
That's great.
Right. While
you go down with the ship, we'll focus on the future.
Okay.
And we need to make sure
that
the people that survive are well taken care of and have quality people to rebuild humanity with.
I mean, he's kind of right. They're the only ones with bunkers.
Yeah. And what better way to find them than on Craigslist.
So
if you're listening from 100 feet below ground right now, what up? And stay tuned to meet your future repopulation partner in a brand new edition of Craigslist Misconnections.
I'm going to say thank you for taking one for the team.
You're welcome. We're going to do it coming up at 8:10.
Moving 92.5.
Hey, cutie.
Contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. One is in the stadium rafters above a minor league hockey game.
Whoa, that's dangerous.
The teenage fighting just turns me on.
What?
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every single week to find the best misconnections they have to offer, like this one titled McDiamond in the Rough. Man for woman, 28. Downtown McDonald's.
Oh, no.
It says, you, dark hair, green scarf, were sitting down in a booth all by yourself, eating a fillet of fish and reading a book. I think it was Hunger Games.
Wow, the irony.
That's ironic.
Okay. Why am I on the same page as this guy?
You and this man.
I love it.
Same
wavelength.
Now
I'm embarrassed.
I feel the chemistry there.
He goes on. I noticed that you were also eating your fries with a fork, so I knew you were classy, like that mom from the Kardashians.
Kris Jenner? Well,
okay. Technically, they're all moms now.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Gonna have to be more specific.
They're not eating McDonald's.
At one point, I tried getting your attention by seductively walking by you to the soda machine and refilling my ice several times, but you never even lifted your head up. I even said out loud, wow, the ice is ginormous. It could be part of a glacier. But again, nothing.
I mean, what woman wouldn't turn her head at that loud?
Yeah, what? Big eyes. What's going on over there?
I just heard big.
I finally left, but I did attempt to leave you a secret message.
Oh, my God. What?
I rearranged my leftover fries on my table to spell out my phone number. I'm guessing you wrote it down on your way out.
I know.
But are just too shy to call.
Yeah.
Don't be. I only bite burgers, not people.
What?
That was not
smooth. We don't need that laugh out. I don't even think he's going to get a call from the custodian in the area.
Yeah.
That's signed Scotty the Body.
Oh.
Keep in mind, it's a McDonald's body, so.
Yeah,
exactly.
This next misconnection is titled, Hey Neighbor, I Saw Everything.
Oh.
Man for Man. 32, your window by the park.
Oh, okay.
My gosh.
Oh, no.
It says, I walk my dog Sebastian by your first floor apartment every night around 8 p.m. In the last few times, your curtains to your bedroom were open, and I could see everything.
Okay.
Oh.
Really?
And by
I don't know. I always I never close my curtains.
I you leave mine open, hoping someone will look at me. That's the only way I'm going to be seen naked.
If this is all they got, then maybe they need a little something.
Wow.
You know?
I do not think that.
I'm picturing Brooke pushing her naked body up against the glass. Like, anybody? No.
I'm picturing Brooke mowing the front lawn naked. Just like, oh, did I forget to put clothes on? Whoopsie-daisy.
But he goes on and says, and by everything, I mean your black socks and nothing else.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Is it a happy coincidence or are you doing that on purpose?
Oh.
I promise I'm not a creeper or a peeping Paul or a creeping Carl.
A lot of names.
Yeah. I think it's peeping Tom, but it works.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal guy with a dog and a fantastic butt.
Oh, okay. I think he may be interested. I mean, the thing is, if you're on a first floor apartment and you're leaving your windows open to your bedroom, you're doing it on purpose.
You're asking for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's intentional.
That's true.
He says, if you're doing this intentionally and you'd like some discreet company, by all means, let me know. Tomorrow night at 8, flash your lights off and on as a signal to let me know it's okay to crawl through your open window.
What?
Oh, my
I was
God.
Just thinking maybe a better plan was to go and knock on this guy's door, but that was my idea.
I just hope she accidentally doesn't flicker the lights. Like, oh, I forgot something in the kitchen. Hold on. Oh, I forgot something else. And next thing you know, he's like, that's my cue.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just do it if you have your lights on.
Oh.
No.
That signal would work, too.
Well, told you this was scary.
No. I actually hope this man hears this.
Anyway, thank you for making my routine dog walk a very uplifting experience.
Okay.
I get it.
Full salute.
Sincerely, Brandon.
All right, Brandon.
This next misconnection is titled, The Sorting Hat Picks You and Me.
Ooh, Harry Potter.
Woman for Man, 29, Experimental Middle School.
Oh my God,
yeah,
high school. I finally get these references though, because I'm finally reading the books with my kids.
If you're lost, the sorting hat, it tells where the kids, which house they're going to be in Harry Potter.
Let's see what she said. She writes, you teach my son's Hogwarts DJ class on the weekends.
Whoa, that sounds awesome.
Oh my God.
Who knew you could combine Harry Potter with rave music, but somehow it works.
Yay.
Does it?
Wingardium Leviosa. I'm actually thankful I didn't sign him up for the bowling management and theory class. He already took the precursor to that last fall, so I think this one would have been redundant.
Yeah.
Man, school's changed since I left.
There's some weird extracurricular activities, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, I won't say your name on here, but I'll just say it's obvious you enjoy wearing sweater vests.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I think they fit you just right.
Somebody's excited about the wand.
Sometimes I show up early just to see if we can have a brief tete-a-tete to see if there are any sparks. But it's usually dark in the classroom with the pulsing music, and you only recognize me by the glow stick I hold up to my face.
Oh. That's cool. They probably all have glow stick wands.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I see.
It's hard to get to know someone by yelling at them. Maybe if you see this, you'd be willing to put down your neon green wand sometime and enjoy an espresso with me after class.
Oh.
Ooh.
And if that goes well, maybe we can play Quidditch with my naughty parts.
Oh, well.
Okay. Just like that game. Most people can't find the snitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's what she writes.
It's kind of hard to find.
Oh, I got hit by the bludger.
She actually says it. She goes, can you find the golden snitch?
See?
I'll help.
There could be a map to it. Us men will not find it. Sorry.
And she signs that. Toby's mom.
Toby.
Calls out her kid's name.
Toby the Great Wizard.
Yes. I could see them working out, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
That's your Craigslist misconnections.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooks! Fox!
Brooks going for 3 wins in a row.
Ooh.
And today's a special Win Brooks Bucks because the Olympics just started. So all questions will be Olympic themed. So hopefully you guys know questions like, who got the bronze medal for Argentina in the 1968 Mexico City 400-meter freestyle qualifying heat?
Oh, the qualifier.
The easy questions like those.
Obviously, it was Dale.
Yeah.
Duh, that was what you were looking for.
Thank God Jose's not participating in this because he would crush you.
Yeah.
But let's see who you're going to be playing. It's Tori from Auburn. What's up, Tori?
How are you?
Tori, do you watch the Olympics when they're on?
I do not.
I don't either.
I mean, love the Olympics.
I actually get into the Winter Olympics more than the summer.
Oh, man, the summer's got all the
I love Winter Olympics, too. I'm a hockey fan.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I love Simone Biles, of course, and I don't know. I wish you luck, but I hope you only get the silver. Get it? Because I don't want him to win.
That's right.
I want the
But
gold.
You would be bronze.
That
so
was my Olympics.
Wins.
Yeah, Tori
reference.
Was not impressed. But that's okay. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio. And Tori, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds.
By the way, hold on. I remember Tori. You're the super tall guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, two-story Tori.
Two-story Tori. That's right. Okay.
All right, Tori. Here we go. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Your time starts now. The Olympic rings are five colors: black, blue, yellow, green, and what other?
Orange.
What song plays at the Olympics when the USA wins a gold medal?
National anthem.
The very first modern Olympic Games happened in 1896 in which country?
Barcelona.
Famous sprinter Usain Bolt is from which country?
Jamaica.
What fashion brand currently makes the opening ceremony uniforms
Nike.
For... What European city is the only one to host the Summer Games three times?
Rome.
All right. Got a lot of questions in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. So aside from the Summer Olympics, what's something else you're looking forward to doing this summer, Tori?
Getting out more, camping.
He's the only person that bears are actually afraid of.
Yeah.
Dude, wait a minute. You're so tall. Are you Sasquatch?
I do blend in the woods.
Yeah.
Tori, is it you? Just wink.
Yeah.
He winked.
I heard him. Oh, my God.
All right, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. The Olympic rings are five colors: black, blue, yellow, green, and what other?
Red.
What song plays at the Olympics when USA wins a gold medal?
The national anthem.
The very first modern Olympic Games happened in 1896 in which country?
Greece.
Famous sprinter Usain Bolt is from which country?
Jamaica.
What fashion brand currently makes the opening ceremony uniforms for Team
Tommy
USA?
Tommy Hilfiger.
What European city is the only one to host the Summer Games three different times?
Barcelona.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you did. With Jose?
Like, my muscles are bulging. I'm, like, flexing. I'm like, yeah!
Bolaños.
Ryan Lochte.
I like him.
Tori, you got two correct today.
Oh.
That's how many stories tall you are.
Okay.
And Brooke.
He's standing up on that podium.
You got four!
Sorry, Tori.
Oh,
I just Simone Biles you. It's like when you beat somebody really bad.
Yeah. But you're really nice about it, too.
I am, yeah.
So that makes sense. Let's go over the answers for everybody. The Olympic rings are five colors: black, blue, yellow, green, and red. The song that plays when the USA wins a gold medal at the Olympics would be the Star Spangled Banner. Did we give him credit for national anthem?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We both every like, country's national anthem plays,
same?
But specifically the Star Spangled Banner when the USA plays.
Yeah, we double checked it.
The very first modern Olympic Games happened in 1896 in Greece. Fun fact, they didn't have gold medals for that first one. You got a silver medal and an olive wreath if you won first place.
Oh, that's not going to keep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sprinter Usain Bolt is from Jamaica. Ralph Lauren is who makes the uniforms for Team USA.
I know that one.
And the European city that hosted the Summer Games three times would be London in 1908, 1948, and 2012.
Interesting.
Cool.
So, Tori,
rainy games.
I'm sorry, no cash today, but just for playing, you do get a $25 gift certificate to Pizza Hut.
Oh, nice.
Pizza Hut. Yeah, I'm still a little upset with Pizza Hut.
Why? What did Pizza Hut ever do?
They
to you?
Stole my business model from my idea.
What
Young
was that?
Jeffrey's Calzone Shed and Pasta Barn, which unfortunately went under.
Yeah, not as catchy as the name Pizza Hut.
I know. Pasta Barn.
I get it. You guys keep rubbing it in that I was a failure and Pizza Hut took all my business.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
It's
you
okay.
Enjoy that, Tori.
All right, Tori.
He's already going to pizza.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I'm here,
right. Buddy. Have a good day, man.
All right, man.
All right, you too.
Thanks for playing. We'll be back to play Winbooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.